And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the July 20th, 2022 edition of Pete's Power Plays live here on World Hockey Report, Wednesday edition, hump day. Hope you guys are having a phenomenal week so far. Hope you all had a great, great weekend as well. We're flying through the summer, high colors, flying colors, whatever you want to call it. NHL has been starting off with a boom for sure. The reason why I'm wearing a Sharks jersey, by the way, is because I had a bunch of people reach out to me and ask, you know, hey, listen, what's your favorite jersey going back into the 90s, into your existence? Sharks jersey, the turquoise blue, the old school Shark logo. I mean, like, you can't go wrong with that. You know, I've had this one for quite a while. I mean, nothing honestly beats like this jersey at all. I mean, this is probably my all-time favorite jersey. No one on the back. It's a simple plain Sharks jersey, the turquoise blue, aqua. I mean, it's just a phenomenal jersey. I love the logo. I'm going to try and do that a lot this year. You know, I have a couple jerseys. like one of my favorites, I have a top, you know, about a top five jersey collection that I like. I'm going to try and rep that throughout the next season. I just one of many different things I like to do with the show going into next season. So yeah, we'll go from there, and we'll go from there. So real fast, all right, before I talk about today's show, and I'm sorry that I'm reading it off my my phone here, but and just give me a quick second. I know it's been a while, but I hope you guys have been doing fantastic. Like I said, I hope it's been phenomenal. Join the chat. Like I said, I mean, hit me up. A lot of stuff has been happening. A lot of stuff has been happening throughout the NHL. I'm live from Philly Pete's basement as well. The king of the ice himself. Of course, you know, the kitchen is being used currently for other stuff. So I really don't have, you know, the lighting could be better down here, of course, as well. But, you know, there's nothing, it's all good. We'll make it work out. Besides, you get to see my memorabilia in the background too. So it's kind of cool. All right. First, three reads. Great ads for this summer to get you guys involved with hockey and everything. Here you go. Pro Rock. Let me tell you about Pro Rock hockey sticks. They're absolutely the best. Simply put, they're better than the top of the line big name brands at a fraction of the cost. Lighter, more balanced, and fully customizable as well. Check it out today for yourself at prorock.com. Also, sports travel tours. This is awesome, by the way. I'm looking forward to getting myself involved with this. I know a lot of my buddies out there are also on sports travel tours, but travel is back, of course, so why not book a trip to your dream sports event with sports travel tours? They have NHL trips as well as Spengler Cup, NFL, F1, and Premier League packages. Check it out more today at sportstraveltours.com. Actually, I have a buddy of mine that lives in England. He's moving back to the States, but when he was back in the States a few years ago before he's back in England full time, he used sports travel tours to get back to England because he's a big time Premier League guy. That's what he used. Also, SeatGeek, of course. What better way to go see your first game than going to SeatGeek? Make sure you use that promo code WHR at checkout. You'll save $20. Once again, SeatGeek, use that promo code WHR at checkout on your first purchase of tickets. Bring whoever the hell you want. All right, let's have fun with this. You'll save $20 on your first purchase at the checkout. SeatGeek, promo code WHR, and use that today. So anyone that wants to come on in, let me know. Yeah, I mean, we're here. We're live. World Hockey Report. Yep, let's bring it on. It's been a while. It's been at least 2 weeks since I've talked to you guys last. Dylan, I know. I mean, it's just a phenomenal jersey. One of my overall favorite jersey of all time is the Sharks jersey that I have on right now. It's awesome. I love it. The colors are just, it just brings back memories of Owen Nolan, going back to Mike Ricci back in the day, Vincent Dampoose. You know, just it's the reason why. And I'll tell you this story. All right, since I'm reeling in some viewers now. NHL 94. Okay, I was 7 years old. Sega Genesis back in the day. I'm going through teams. Of course, I'm a Flyers fan. Always grew up. I'm all Philly sports fan. Growing up, I'm trying to figure out another team that I could root for. You know, a team that, you know, that could go off the radar a little bit. NHL 94. Okay, 7 years old. I had Sega Genesis. I was playing around, going through it, toggling through every team. And I came across none other than the San Jose Sharks. It's a fierce logo. I mean, like, come on. Like, this is just phenomenal. Like, who doesn't like this logo? It's old school. It's vintage. I love it. It's retro. Ever since then, since NHL 94, I've been a secondary Sharks fan, and just because of their jerseys. Nothing beats the logo, the colors, the trim. I mean, the fin on the shoulders is awesome. The patch is phenomenal. So yeah, this is my all-time favorite jersey. And of course, in Pete's Power Plays, when the season was over last season, when I talked off-season stuff, I talked top 10 jerseys of mine of all time, and this was my number one. So here you go. I mean, I'm going to try and do this as a more sociable thing for you guys in the future for my next shows that I have, with Pete's Power Plays, and give you all lowdown of my jerseys. So this is my all-time number one favorite, and then I'll just basically work on my way down. So that's something that a lot of you fans out there have been reaching out to me about and asking, hey, you know, what's your favorite jersey? Can you wear your favorite jersey on the show? Well, here it is. I'm live with it. And it doesn't get much better than that. So, yes, this is my all-time favorite jersey. So, yeah, Bruce, there it is. I know. I mean, Sharks haven't been relevant in quite some time since the Cup when they lost to the Pittsburgh Penguins. So, yep. Hello, Adam from Arizona. Go Yotes. It's going to be difficult. But, at least you're riding high. I mean, I'm glad that the Cucina jerseys are back in town for them at least. So that's something to be happy about. But it's a shame where they are in relevance of the NHL. But they had a good draft. They had a good, I have to say, I'll talk about them on the show today. Good draft. So Kachuk trade could be very, very interesting. That's for sure. Let me know. I mean, like I said, you let me know what's everyone's favorite move of the offseason so far. I'll talk about it as well as bets. Luke, what's up, buddy? How you doing? Hope everyone is good. We can just go from there. Really, we can go from there. So thanks for being a part of today's show. It's going to be loaded, action-packed, and let's kick it off. Like I said, any betting questions, anything that you have, come hit me up today. I'll be here for at least the next hour, talk NHL and much, much more. I'm excited. All right, so let's get into it. All right, let's get into a huge show. Best NHL restricted free agents remaining. Okay, we had a splash, absolute splash. Obviously, last week we had a fun past 2 weeks, I should say, and it doesn't get any better than this. NHL draft was awesome as well, which I'll talk about as well later on. Who cashed out that 20-1 ticket with me with Nemec being picked number two to New Jersey Devils? I sure did. Bunch of my fans out there as well cashed out at 20-1. Just something that I liked. I just felt good about it. After the first pick, I was kind of like, well, I'm not sure if they'll go Nemec, but they did. And hey, listen, we're $500 richer. So, it's good to see that. It's good to see some of you guys cash that out with me. All right. So forwards heading. All right. Let's go into the free agents that are remaining. And since we're talking about it on the chat, let's talk about it now. Matthew Tkachuk of the Calgary Flames. 24 years old, young guy. Obviously, we know that the whole signing with Johnny Gaudreau going to Columbus, again, this is going to be another topic that I talk about later on in the show. But Matthew Tkachuk, I mean, this Flames team that had such high expectations last season, going to the playoffs, doing extremely well all year. We're not used to seeing the Flames into the playoffs. I mean, that's the thing. So, that's very possible. Quick question here right off the bat. I don't mind this, but Steeler Nation, do you believe the Pens could still be contending next season? Well, you know what? With the signing of Malkin back, and I'm pretty sure Sid the Kid was probably in the middle of that, it's very possible. Time is running out with this crew here. They got Petrie from Montreal as well. So yeah, I know they gave up Matheson, but again, that's another topic I'll be talking on later in the show. So, Sid is definitely a huge reason why Malkin's staying put. That's big for the team. Time's running out. I could definitely see them being in the playoffs for sure. Well, like always, I mean, the Pens are always in the playoffs and definitely contending. I mean, I'll talk cup odds later on in the show too. I have updated cup odds via DraftKings. So a little bit of movement since free agency, for obvious reasons. So I'll talk about that for sure. But I do believe the Pens are definitely cup contenders going in the next season. Okay, so Matthew Tkachuk, all right, another player out there. Flames are just falling dominoes at this point. Gaudreau's gone. Tkachuk, next man out right now. I mean, it's absolutely definitely possible. And he's looking for a long-time term deal with another club. Simple as that. So another team I feel like will be the way to go here. we'll see what happens. I'm hearing a lot of Blues rumors, which would be interesting to see. And that would put Blues right up to the top. I mean, they're already a future for me for next season at 22-1. So, you know, I'll keep you all posted with where I stand in the cup odds for next season. So, this could be a huge return in trade for the Flames as well. But whoever gets Matthew Tkachuk is obviously getting a gem. So Matthew Tkachuk to start it off right now. Jason Robertson of the Dallas Stars. Stellar rookie, you know, obviously stellar rookie season. Did he have a sophomore slump? People could say he did. But, I mean, 45 points in 51 games in a great rookie season. Of course, you have Hintz, you have Pavelski as well, part of the crew of Dallas there. So it's very possible. He might be on another team as well. So, but we'll see what happens. Patrick Laine, of course, the Columbus Blue Jackets. You know, ever since joining the league as a rookie back in 2016, 2017, only 13 players have scored more than his 176 career goals. It's unbelievable. You know, given with what the Jackets did, and of course, the cream of the crop prize of this free agency was Johnny Gaudreau. And of course he lands with the Jackets. I believe he will do well with them if he stayed put. I think Gaudreau will make Laine a much better playmaker as well. So that's what I feel like that's what was missing with the Jackets. Listen, even though, you know, they could be a playoff team with Gaudreau, they might not be a playoff team with Gaudreau, but, you know, we'll see what happens with how this Jackets team. I mean, it's still way off the radar for me to even consider the Jackets being in the playoffs. But again, you get updated as a team, and it's very possible they get in. Kyler Yamamoto of the Edmonton Oilers, he's still around there as well. Andrew Mangiapane of the Flames. So Salty Wings and Az fan, what's up, buddy? How you doing? Steeler Nation, the Rangers were a team that really blew my mind. Their future is aimed high. Yeah, after what happened last season, I mean, absolutely. And, you know, it's just time will tell about this team. And, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, how this Rangers team goes in the offseason. Andrew Mangiapane, again, another player on the Flames here. Flames are just, you know, from what they were this season, crumbling down to possibly not even make the playoffs next season. Is very, very possible. So we'll see what happens. Jesper Bratt of the Devils, obviously. You know, he's still around. Nicholas Roy of the Vegas Golden Knights. Pierre-Luc Dubois from the Winnipeg Jets as well. I mean, there's still so much out there. There really is so much out there. There really is. I'm not going to mention it, but, you know, we already know that Zaka was just traded from the Devils to the Bruins, but he's out there as well. Kaspari Kapanen of the Penguins, Lawson Cruz, you know, just to name a few free agents out there. I mean, it is still loaded. So, I mean, we'll see what happens with the remaining free agency. I mean, Kadri is still out there as well. It's going to be fun. You know, the free agency is still open. And there's still a lot of great names out there that weren't even talked about in the past 2 weeks. So we'll see what happens. Speaking of World Hockey Report, you know, not only am I part of the best crew of all Twitter and all the universe, but this is true. Tyler Cole, one of our other guys here on World Hockey Report, has a huge Red Wings legend for the next World Hockey Report show. So you want to stay tuned to that. Okay, absolutely. I mean, I know this show is going to be huge, but this show is going to be good too. So you make sure you tune in. This is the hottest NHL show on the world, all over the place here. This is why you're here. You're listening to World Hockey Report. And, of course, I am Philly Pete here for Pete's Power Plays for today's edition. But like I said, I mean, where will Kadri go? A lot of rumors saying about the Red Wings. I mean, are the Red Wings a playoff team? That's another thing. They had some really good moves this offseason as well. So again, the market is still open for these players to join teams. So we'll see what happens. We will see what happens. All right, moving on. All right, and this is another big thing: winners and losers of NHL free agency. Okay, this is exactly what we want to be talking about here. And, you know, you could, you know, Yeah, and you're right. I mean, Dylan, you're right. I mean, the Flames could throw, you know, insane money at Kadri as well. You know, I'm hearing the Flames as the number one contender. I mean, you know, they're going to need Kadri to, you know, somehow contain and maintain a decent team this year. If you lose Tkachuk, if you lose Mangiapane, you know, Kadri would be a good addition to that squad. So that's the number one destination I feel like Kadri will go. Is to the Flames. So stay tuned. This market is still wide open. All right. So winners and losers of the NHL free agency, and long and behold, the winners. Okay. We're going to start off with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Nothing much more to say here. You know, Johnny Hockey left Calgary with full intention. We knew that. Moving East Coast to be closer with family. Apparently, the Devils were the number one source, number one destination until this offer of Columbus came up to the table. I mean, listen, it's just like a work environment. You're working at your company. You want to bail because you're getting great money at another job. You're going to take it. Well, this is what happened with Columbus. Might not be the best place to play. Okay, Jersey, I feel like, is on the rise. Columbus, not so much. But it all comes down to the money. It's a business. It is a business market. Everyone's going to go where the money's at. I don't care where you play. I don't care where you play. You want to go where the money's at. That's where you're going to make the most. Okay, I want to go to Columbus. That's just how it works. That's how it works in everyday world. You know, I'm in the same predicament. I just got a promotion with my job. You know, I'm leaving my current position for a much higher position with my current company. Same company, but a much different role. Okay. It's where the money's at, ladies and gentlemen. That's where you want to go. All those young heads out there that are still in college, not, you know, not in the real world yet, but this is how business works. Yeah, of course, Johnny Gaudreau wanted to stay in the East Coast. That's where his family's at. Of course, Gloucester County, okay, right where I live. Okay, so, you know, that's exactly, and I understand. I mean, being away from family sucks. I mean, you're over the border, it's tough. COVID restrictions with the border. I get it. I have family in Toronto. I haven't seen them in about 4 years. It's tough. It is tough. And I understand and why you want to get back to U.S. grounds. And that's what he did. Dylan. Yeah, man. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You got to put your money where your mouth is. That's part of life. That's part of life. You got to make these crazy decisions. But at the end of the day, it does help you out. And of course, with the family, you know, it really does help out at the end of the day. Hey, you got to put food on the table, right? So, absolutely. But, of course, the Flyers, Isles, and Devils were the favorites. Okay, Flyers were pretty much out because I had no hope in them, and Fletcher has been absolutely terrible. So, we'll get into that later on with the losers of the NHL free agency so far. 7-year deal worth 68 and a quarter mil. You know, this is Jackets, like I said, are they a playoff team or not? I personally don't think they're ready yet, but they were there a couple of years ago. Look what happened when they beat the Tampa Bay Lightning a few years ago. They're there. Now they have a great stud, probably, again, the top prize of free agency. However, a lot of people are going to ask me, you know, Rangers, Hurricanes, and Penguins, are they right up with them? Hell no. Jackets are not up there with the Rangers. They are not up there with the Penguins, and they're sure as hell not up there with the Hurricanes. Okay, this is a mid-tier Jackets team that has, you know, they got to impress me this season to even consider being up there. But as of now, they're not even close, and it's going to be a little while till this Jackets team could be somewhat relevant. Right track for a playoff run? Again, absolutely, they are. Just not right now. I want to see how he does in his first season with Columbus. But it's just cool to see that Johnny is, you know, in the U.S. You're going to see him more often, more East Coast times compared to West Coast times. So I could see him again. You know, and I saw him this summer at the ice rink that's running around the corner from my house, the Hollydale. That's where he plays, you know, practices or whatnot, just to show his face around the community. Because like I said, he's about a 10-minute drive from my home. You know, he's always there in the off season, you know, just to visit family and to play around some open hockey. Losers, Vegas Golden Knights. Sorry about that, Bruce. and Jack Eichel fan number one right there that's on my feed. So, you know, you're not going to hear it. But first year of existence, they go to Stanley Cup Finals. Okay. A lot of trade blunders, roster mismanagements. Vegas is going from a team that's made the playoff in the first 4 years of creation. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're doing quite well for their existence to, you know, I don't want to say they're going to be terrible next season, but it's quite possible. And of course, they went all in on Jack Eichel. Could he stay healthy? I sure hope so. I hope for your sake and Vegas fans out there, make the playoffs, have a nice run. And hopefully just Eichel stays healthy for you guys. That's all I'm trying to say here. But to summarize, you know, they traded a first, second, and third round pick for Tatar. They traded him, a second rounder, and Nick Suzuki in a package for Max Pack. Okay, this was back then. And then just now, you know, a few weeks ago, last week, 2 weeks ago, they traded Max Pack to Carolina for literally nobody. So, you know, not the best of choices, but all expansion teams struggle. Obviously, we know Seattle, first year in existence, terrible. We all knew that. You know, but they did sign Barakovsky, huge signing for that team. And yeah, absolutely. Asset management was absolutely terrible for Vegas as well. But all expansion teams do struggle at some point to build a viable winner. It did take 4 years, but Vegas was very successful in their existence. Absolutely. But, you know, they have no assets left. It's going to be a rough couple of years for this Vegas team, you know, unless they pull something somewhere with Jack Eichel in the building. You know, we just got to see how strong this team will be going in the next couple of years with having Eichel and not much more assets after that. Next up, other winners in free agency, the New York Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes. You know, these two teams, great, great free agencies, two superior teams in the East, deep playoff cup run teams as well, obviously. So the two, I believe, the top two teams in the Metro got better. Obviously, Rangers got Trocheck. 7-year deal to replace Ryan Strome and Cup goes to Detroit, obviously. But Trocheck for a 7-year deal, massive. That's a lot of money. He's going to be in for the long haul, absolutely. So it only increased by the fact they improved their second line. That's fine. Secondary center line, but not giving away too much besides, you know, any top young prospect that's possible. But getting Trocheck from Carolina, okay, it was huge. Okay, so it weakened that top team a little bit, made the Rangers quite stronger. And like I said, this was another team that I had at 20-1 to win the cup going the next season. They're still at 20-1, so you can still get a good number there. Carolina is a team that went a little bit different in the odds. I believe they were at 14-1. Now they're about 12-1. I'll talk about this later, but you know, it just depends where you shop around for that best odds. Carolina, okay, shrugged up the loss of the top center, of course, but they did extremely well right after that. Brent Burns from the Sharks, of course, going ahead to Carolina. You got a superior defender right there to help out. Tony DeAngelo's gone to Philadelphia, of course. Mac, and then, of course, Max Pack, who they got as well from Vegas. Definitely strengthens the team a little bit. And definitely another cup run team for sure. They're long overdue. Carolina's a team that's long overdue. So are the Rangers. Absolutely. So it's just to see, you know, it's exciting to see how these two teams will do this season with new players, you know, and upgrades, I would have to say as well. But it's going to be a race. You know, it's going to be a race to see who eventually, you know, between the Caps and the Pens. I mean, you know, these two teams, Pens and Caps, are just getting a little bit older. You know, you have Ovechkin getting older. You have Sid the Kid. You have Malkin. They're getting older. And you have, you know, Carolina bringing in Brent Burns, who's older as well, but still has it. But the Rangers, I mean, it's another team that's – this Metro team is – conference in general, division is loaded. It is loaded. You don't have to worry about the Philadelphia Flyers. My beloved Flyers ain't going anywhere anytime soon. So you don't have to worry about them. But these four teams are going to be fun to watch this upcoming season. So be prepared for some good aggression, ruthless hockey this upcoming season in the Metro Division. Losers. Let's do it. Philadelphia Flyers. My squad. One of the worst teams in hockey last year. Didn't do anything about it either. Defense was terrible. Goaltending was terrible. You know, I just want to get this out of my head and tell you guys before anything. But, of course, they gave away our boy Claude Giroux to Florida. Or, you know, unfortunately, they didn't win a cup. He then goes on to the Senators. Good for him. Good riddance. You know, I hope that, you know, I hope he does okay. I hope he does okay in Ottawa, where he belongs. But, of course, we keep Chuck Fletcher. Not sure why. Ruins the team quite a mess in Kep's situation as is. Not aggressive at all either. You know, basically you're trying to retool the roster, but you're not even close. Just not good. Not good at all. He re-signed all defensemen, and they didn't even have enough money to sign Goudreau. So they were out of the race to begin with. They weren't even thought about. They had to get rid of JVR to even consider getting Goudreau. And of course, he's going to keep his proud and joy JVR, who nobody in Philadelphia wants. Okay. Nobody in Philadelphia wants him. They want Johnny Goudreau. They wanted him to come home. Okay. He's been a Flyers fan his whole life, Goudreau. Why not do what it takes to get him? The fans will love that. But now you keep JVR, which means, hey, listen, Flyers were out from the beginning. We weren't even close. Worst weeks of free agency by far with this team. But it's also, you know, it's not surprising with Philly. It's not surprising that we're going to be trying to get rid of him anytime soon, Fletcher, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We want to, but it's not going to happen. That's just the definition of Philadelphia Flyers sports right now. The hockey team in general, this franchise is brutal. I have to say, and I hate to say it as a Flyer fan, but we haven't been relevant since 2010, since that cup run with the Chicago Blackhawks. It's just been not the same at all. Sure, we made the playoffs a couple years after that, but just not the chemistry, I guess I want to say, as being a fan my whole life with the Flyers, not really feeling it at all. So the problem about this team is that they have low assets to improve. Okay, in the near future, it could be quite a while till we get back to standards. I mean, it's obvious. It's clearly obvious. So there's just going to be no way in hell we're going to get there anytime soon. So we just got to sit back, relax. I'll enjoy my NHL capping next season, give you guys those overs and my teams that I like. That's just how it's going to be. Another winner who had a great, great free agency as well, Ottawa Senators, the Sens. It's tough to find a team that had a great offseason than this one, of course. Claude Giroux obviously gives a young team a proven leader with plenty of playoff experience, okay? But then you add Alex DeBrincat. You get the cat in, and you bring Cam Talbot as well to play goaltender. It could definitely help and propel this team into a playoff squad. I mean, first time since 2017, so it's a little while since then. But it's nice to see these teams that you want to see back into the playoffs. So obviously, they're bottom seller teams for the last few years now. But it's time to see these lower seller Canadian teams get back into the playoffs, like the Senators. So Ottawa, obviously clear winners here. New York Islanders, losers. All right, just like the Flyers, absolute losers here as well. They went all in on Goudreau, lost it, and then they were quiet ever since. Okay. Lomarello, no idea what he's doing. Took over a team, of course, and that went to great playoff runs the past few years. And this team has been spectacular the last few years, absolutely. And of course, Trotz got fired for this team, and he's done very little to help and support this team. So Trotz goes, you go all in Goudreau, then you've been silent crickets ever since then. So it's been tough. It's been tough as an Isles fan for sure. Those out there, Islanders were pushed aside by Tavares, Panarin, and now Johnny Hockey. So it's tough. You know, they haven't done anything. So nothing is well on the island of Staten, to say the least. So there you go. Winners and losers of the NHL. Rynell, how you doing? Hope everything's going well on your end. But yeah, there's your winners and losers of the NHL free agency. Like I said, this is the Wednesday, July 20th, 2022 edition of Pete's Power Place. I'm your host, Philly Pete. And we're live on World Hockey Report again, like always. Thanks for coming in, settling in with me, talking hockey, talking free agency, talking post-draft, NHL future bets as well. What can I say? Enjoy it. Have fun. This is going to be a great, great show. Already a half hour into the show, and I hope to speak for another half hour as we head into the second segment of the show, where we will discuss updated transactions, draft transactions, and free agency transactions, any signings, and of course, we will wrap up the show with draft grades and the updated cup futures. So tune in for another nice second half of the show. We're going to get rocking and rolling. Like I said, anything in here, you know, let me know, whatever you want to do. Yotes could be winners when it's all said and done, because as of now, seven teams are over the cap. Yeah, I mean, Adam, I agree. I mean, but, you know, it starts off with getting there. You know, maybe they could surprise a lot of people. Maybe they will surprise and get Kadri. But as you said, they're just, it's just been, I know they're a franchise team playing in a college arena. It's going to turn off a lot of players, unfortunately. You know, it might be a lame excuse, but, you know, players want to play with the best. They want to play with a great atmosphere. But the Yotes could surprise. They have a ton of cap, like you said. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. So, I mean, but you got to get there first. You got to get out there. They got to be aggressive. And like I said, they could surprise some people and get a Kadri or, you know, get a Tkachuk randomly, you know. But, again, be on the lookout. There's still plenty of time. A lot of market open is still available. And great players, too. So, but, yeah, I'm in agreement with you. Okay. Any betting questions, let me know. I'm here. So let's get into the updated trades and signings. And it's funny, you know what? It's funny you mentioned this World Hockey Report because Ottawa, are they going to make the playoffs this upcoming season? I mean, they're definitely capable. I do. Believe it or not, I do have a cup future with them as well, which I'll get into later on when I talk about that. But, yeah, I mean, I believe so. It's been a little while. It's been about 5-6 years since they've been to the playoffs. So, yeah, they're long overdue, being the bottom of the cellar, like I mentioned earlier. It's time. It's time to see a team like Ottawa getting back into the playoffs. Excuse me. It's what people want to see. It really is. Okay. So let's get into this. All right. We got that. Checked off. All right. As of now, let's talk about the NHL trade tracker. All right. This is updated as of today, ever since the 16th of July, haven't had much trades going on, but you had Mike Matheson and a 2023 fourth round pick going from Pittsburgh to Montreal in exchange for Jeff Petrie and Poling going to Pittsburgh. Petrie last year had a great season. 2 years ago, he had a great season. This season he did okay. Who won that trade? It's hard to decide there. But this is as fair as a trade as it can get. You move on. You had the Pittsburgh Penguins dealing John Marino to the Devils for Ty Smith and a third round pick. Again, defense for defense. Not much there. Sens getting a second round pick next year in 2024, or 2 years, excuse me, for Connor Brown going to the Capitals. And like I mentioned, Vegas giving away Max Pack and Coughlin to the Kings for future considerations. Nothing really. And that's just how it is. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, again, the reason why the Golden Knights didn't do much this year. Leafs are 100% missing the playoffs. That's funny. That is a funny one right there. Bruce, you make me laugh. I enjoy it. Rangers giving Nemeth and a few picks to the Coyotes for Ty Emberson. Okay, decent defender going to the Coyotes. Keeping you guys up to date within the past week. Obviously, Brent Burns going to the Canes for Lorenz. That was a big trade last week. Zaka for Huala for Zaka, you know, solid trade there. Zaka going to the Bruins and Huala going to the Devils. That's good. I mean, you got the goalie flip Talbot for Gustafsson going to the Wild. Just keeping you guys up to date. And of course, Matt Murray going to the Leafs. I mean, Leafs goaltending is going to be an issue. They're going to have an issue this season with goaltending. Those Leafs fans have been dying for a cup as well. It's going to be tough. I mean, Matt Murray has been literally a cone. He has been a traffic cone most of his career. Okay. He's been irrelevant since the Penguins. Like, he's been giving up goals left and right. That's why those overs have always been cashing out when Murray was in net. So, I mean, you know, I could only imagine Leafs games being at seven and getting that, you know. So, we'll see what happens there. Okay. Let's look at the, Let's see here. Signings. Look at these signings that you guys had as well. Again, not much trades has happened since about a few days ago. So, but signing wise, you know, a couple signings here and there. As of yesterday, you know, yeah, Callahan Burke with the Avalanche, Ratcliffe going to the Flyers, Chris Ternay to the Panthers, Vanecek going to the Devils. Okay. So that's a little bit interesting. Going from the Caps to the Devils again, a little bit of help there for New Jersey on New Jersey side. But it's decent signings. Again, nothing crazy has been going on. So, we have a lot of open time and market, like I said, in free agency. So, you know, there's still literally stay tuned to that. And, we'll get you guys rocking and rolling in terms of, hey, what's going to happen in the next couple weeks. There's still a lot of good names out there. So those fans that are hoping for a good spot, you know, you never know. Your turn could be right there. You know, your turn could be right there. Okay. Man, Bruce, there it is, man. You are a big-time Vegas homer, and I'm here for it. I love it. I love to see it. I love to see a team that's very passionate about their squad. It's awesome. It's good. It's good to see. I mean, you know, like I said, Flyers aren't going to go anywhere. So, simple as that. All right. So that's all that there is in terms of NHL trade and signing. Again, there hasn't been much in terms of free agency. So stay tuned to that. Let's move on. All right. Let's move on to this 2022-2023 NHL update Stanley Cup futures and picks. Okay, this is via DraftKings. All right, so if you like anything, let me know. I already have my futures locked and loaded as well. So let's get this up real fast. Hold on. Here we go. Okay, so before I talk futures, okay, before I hit futures here, Vegas Canes 2023 Stanley Cup Finals. Hey man, that's a good future to have that exact cup final. You could probably get that at like plus 50,000 or something like that. Put a dollar on it. I mean, you'll be good to go. All right. So my updated cup futures stand. So last show I did talk about my top six that I had. I added two more. Okay. So Leafs are at 10-1. They're now at 8-1. Okay. So I know 10-1. The Leafs. A lot of people don't think they won't make the playoffs. But again, it's just something that I liked. Okay. They are a playoff team, so don't kill the messenger boy here. But Leafs at 10-1. All right. That's a word to start. Oilers 18-1. Okay. That's what I have now. Rangers 20-1. Blues 22-1. Love that number there, especially if they get Tkachuk from the Flames. It's very possible. Islanders, I know they didn't do crap, but 35-1 was a number that I saw. That's just something that I saw. You know, I kind of expected maybe Gaudreau to go there, but 35-1 again, small number that's wagered for me. These are all one unit wagers. Okay, so of course my one units are usually $100. Okay, people could say it's a waste of money, but you know, big payouts at the end of the day if one of these teams hits. Again, I'm not worried about it. Islanders 35-1, Kings. A team that this is my wild card team this year. The Kings at 40-1. This number is moving. Okay. I'm seeing 35-1s. I'm seeing 32-1s. But at 40-1, I got on DraftKings. This was 2 weeks ago when I talked to you guys last. Something to consider. They made the playoffs last year, gave the Oilers a little bit of run in their money. They did, just a little bit. But this team's going to be decent next year. You know, this upcoming season, something to look forward to. They had a great season last year. Their young kids are flying. Bruce, that's when I disagree with you. I think they're going to make the playoffs and have a decent run this year. But we'll see. We'll come back to that once April hits next year. Kings 40-1. My two add-ons, Devils at 60-1. It's a long shot, but I'm taking it. And you're all going to love this one, you know, specifically. Here we go. Sens 80-1. The Ottawa Senators 80-1 to win the cup, locked in. This number has moved to 60-1 after the free agency. So this is probably one of the bigger numbers that moved up. 60-1 is still amazing odds, but it's at 80-1 that I locked in. Just look at what they did. The Brincat. Okay. You also got Talbot. You also got Claude Giroux, and the young heads there as well. Sens, 80-1 to win the cup. It's official. Philly Pete is on that. I mean, listen, you got to give some credit where credit's due. This team missed the, you know, they've been missing the playoffs for the last 5 years. They were just there, okay, in 2017. I get it. But with the offseason they had, you have to expect some fireworks with this team. And I think this is what's going to happen. All right. Long shots. But at 80-1 with this team, with how well he did in the free agency, in the market, you got to give them some respect. Okay. It's worth a shot. It's worth a shot. Sens, 2039 champs. You know, you got to give some credit here. And I like what they did in the free agency. You got to give some credit to the Senators here. So there you go. Leafs, 10-1. Oilers, 18-1. Rangers, 20-1. Blues, 22-1. Islanders, 35-1. Kings, 40-1. Devils, 60-1. And last but not least, the Ottawa Senators at 80-1. All right. So that's what I have now. Going in the DraftKings currently, okay, this is as of, you know, right now, okay, what I have here. Avalanche are at 4-1, and bear with me, my laptop just died. So, mistake on my part, you know, this thing has been running on fumes. Avs, 4-1, okay, so plus 400. Panthers, 8-1, which I'm surprised there. I'm surprised it's not a bigger number, like 12-1. But at 8-1 with the Panthers, I would shop around, maybe you can get a better number, like 10-1. Leafs are now at 8-1. Again, like I said, I had them at 10-1. They're at 8-1 now. Tampa, 10-1. Canes went from 14-1 to 12-1. Oilers, I had them at 18-1, 16-1 now. Again, not much moving, but you know, you're losing a little bit of value after the free agency and after draft. I've been seeing this to a lot of people. A lot of people have been DMing me about, you know, how potential drops do you see after free agency, after the draft. It's not much, but it's still some value. You know, it's still some value there. So Oilers went from 18-1 to 16-1. Again, the 18-1 is locked in. Bruce, your Vegas Golden Knights are at 16-1. Okay. So there you go. Penguins are still at 20-1. Rangers are still at 20-1 as well with the Trocheck signing. They're still at 20-1. Flames go to 22-1. They were at 16-1. Now they're down to 22-1. So again, books are known. Hey, no Gaudreau. They might and likely lose Matthew Tkachuk and possibly Mangiapane. So, you know, obviously Tkachuk will throw this number will go down even more. So that's how I feel. Flames by the beginning of the season might be at 30-1 when everything's said and done here. Wild, 22-1. Blues, you can get a better number now. I had the Blues at 22-1. They're now 25-1. So a little bit of value on your end if you're digging the Blues. Okay, again, watch out for that Tkachuk signing. Okay, it'll move up. It will move up. So Blues went from 22-25-1. Great odds. Again, another playoff team. Definitely a cup contender as well. Bruins, a whopping 30-1. Again, not a lot of people on them. Didn't do much. Okay. I'm not expecting much from them at all this season either, but it's the Boston Bruins. Okay. You still got to respect them a little bit. Kings, I told you the number wouldn't move. I got them at 40-1, now at 35-1. Okay. This is all via DraftKings. Like I said, Kings, 35-1. I'll stay idle at 35-1. Capitals, 40-1. Does Ovechkin have a last run? This is a great value play as well. I know the team's getting a little bit older, getting more banged up. Ovechkin's still there, though. Made the playoffs. They're a very consistent playoff team, as we know from times past. 40-1 is a great number. Canucks, 45-1. Stars, 45-1 as well. A team that just made the playoffs as well, that had a cup run a few years ago during COVID season, and they lost to the Bolts in the Stanley Cup. 45-1 is a great number for a Stars team like this. Senators, big. Like I said, this is the biggest jump that I've seen in the books. Sens go from 80-1 to currently 50-1. Yes, basically a 30 cent move to 50-1 plus 5,000. So you go from plus 8,000 to plus 5,000 in a matter of 2 weeks. See, this is what happens. When, you know, like I said, 2 weeks ago, I told you guys what the lock in. I know I wasn't on the Sens, But I did, right before free agency, I locked them in real fast. And of course, I didn't have this show until today. But, you know, 50 to 1 plus 5,000 is still a great number. Okay, it's not plus 8,000 or 80 to 1, but a 50 to 1 is still a good number there. Red Wings, 50 to 1. Andrew Kopp, I mean, just to name a couple of players. They're also at 50 to 1. Are they a playoff team this year, Detroit? They made great moves in the offseason. It's very possible. It's very possible that you see this Leafs, this Wings team come back to relevance a little bit. Especially those fans out there. They've been waiting for a very long time for the Wings to get back to reality. Could this be the season? They got some really good players during the free agency, and I expect them to make a solid, solid run into the playoffs. It's very possible. You're going to see a team like the Wings fight to get in there. The Senators are going to fight to get in there, you know? So be on the lookout for those two teams, especially at amazing, amazing odds. Predators, 55 to 1. Devils are still at 60 to 1. Sabres, 60 to 1. Jets, 60 to 1. Jackets, even with the signing of Johnny Gaudreau, 75 to 1. No one's giving them a chance at all. So, hey, listen, plus 7,500, getting the top prize gem in free agency. You know, if you're a Jackets fan, I'd put a little wager on that just for the hell of it. It's not going to hurt you. But could they get to the playoffs in the first year of existence with Johnny Hockey? It's going to be tough. It's going to be difficult. So if Patrick Laine stays on board with the Jackets, you know, you have a dynamic duo right there in a way. Kraken, 150 to 1. Flyers, 150 to 1. Ducks, 150 to 1. Sharks, 180 to 1. Canadians, 200 to 1. Then you have the lonely two teams, the Blackhawks and the Coyotes, at 500 to 1 to win the Stanley Cup. And this is all via DraftKings. Let me run through the conference winners real fast. This gets a little interesting, okay? Western Conference winners. Avs lead the way at plus 170, okay? Then it's a pretty big gap. You go from plus 170 to the Oilers at 6 to 1. That's a pretty big jump in terms of betting standards. Oilers at 6 to 1, Knights 7 to 1, Wild at 8 to 1, Blues 12 to 1, Flames 12 to 1, Kings 14 to 1. Then it just keeps going down. Canucks 20 to 1, Stars 20 to 1, Predators 22 to 1. So, but the thing that jumps out at me is that Avs plus 170 to then the Oilers at 6 to 1. So the books are in Vegas are loving the Avs to repeat. Yeah, there is a chance, Adam. There is a chance, my man. So 500 to 1 to win the cup, and let's see the hell, and 200 to 1 to win the West. So, you know, can't hurt. Throw a buck on it, you know, put some change on it, you know. It can't hurt. It cannot hurt. So, yeah, there's a chance. There's a chance. But yeah, that's what stuck out at me. That's why I wanted to explain with you guys. That Western Conference, you know, so books are still all over the Avs, and, you know, to get back to the cup again next year. All right, Eastern Conference winners. Now, this is when it gets garbled, and there's no jump at all. Leafs at 4-1, Panthers at 4-1, okay? So they're saying the Panthers are going to get to the cup next year. We'll see. I got to believe it first, just with the Leafs. I got to believe it first. Leafs, Panthers 4-1, Lightning 5-1, Canes 6-1. There's your top four. Then it jumps to the Rangers at 10-1 to make the cup. That's a good number right there. Rangers to win the Eastern Conference at 10-1 odds. That's pretty good, especially with the signings they had. And you know, I know you lost Kopp and Schrum, but you added on Trocheck, like I mentioned earlier in the show. 10-1 is a good number right there to win the East. Penguins 10-1, Boston 15-1, Isles 16-1, Caps 20-1, Senators 25-1. Wings 25-1, Devils, Sabres 30-1, Jackets 35-1. Then you have the Canadians, the Flyers, both at 100-1. Very intriguing. Like I said, the Eastern Conference is so garbled. You have four teams in the mix, so close when it comes to win the East in terms of odds. Then you go from six to one to 10-1 with the Rangers being 10-1 to win the East. So this Eastern Conference is so competitive. In the West, like I said, you have the Avs at plus 170 to then go into the Oilers at 6-1. That's a big jump. That's a big jump when it comes to betting. So, again, we're early on into the season. All right. October can't get here soon enough, really. We're excited here. But But there you go. All right. There's the bets. There's the updated futures picks. Got my picks. And just like that, unfortunately, I'm out of time. All right. And I hope you all had fun here. I will be retweeting the show like usual. Get in there. And I hope you all had fun. I really do. This is always fun. I always have a pleasure doing this with you guys and, you know, and interacting with my fans out there. And like I said, if you don't know who I am Philly Pete. This is the Wednesday, July 20th, 2022 edition of Pete's Power Plays. You can follow me at The Real Pete Tuch. You can see it underneath the little toolbar right there at The Real Pete Tuch. Follow me. Ask me any questions in regards of betting. Obviously, in the NHL, that's where my expertise is of capping. Going into my fifth year now of capping the NHL, and I'm very, very excited. Numbers don't lie, ladies and gentlemen. Numbers don't lie. Check out my bio. All my units are up on there from what I won the previous four seasons. Another successful season this year. So I'm looking ahead. A bunch of clients already signing up as well for the upcoming season. I'm giving you guys a discount. Okay, I usually charge $300 for the season and playoffs. That includes cup picks. That includes point totals. Everything in the books. All right, I'm cutting that in half for the summer. $150 for the entire NHL season coming up. Okay, because once the season hits, it's going to go back to normal price. But since I have all you fans on board, talking, interacting with me, half off until the season starts. So that's going to be $150 for the entire NHL season playoffs. It's been successful. I'm one of the best out there, if not the best NHL capper on Twitter. And listen, WHR will vouch that for me as well. So listen, I'm here to make you guys money. Have fun. Let's enjoy this. I'm going to bring you all the energy that I can in the upcoming season, being part of World Hockey Report now, which I'm pumped and psyched about. And listen, if you're not following World Hockey Report, follow them. And also make sure you follow me at The Real Pete Tuch. I'm Philly Pete. I'm signing off. Listen, have a great rest of your week. Be safe out there. It's a huge heat wave in the Northeast right now, so stay cool. Check out your elders. Make sure they're okay, your friends, your family, your pets. Make sure they're all getting cooled off. They're hydrated because, you know, heat's a real deal. It is. So you don't want to take that. You want to take it seriously. You absolutely do. So be safe for the rest of the week. Have a great weekend. And I will talk to you guys later on. I'm Philly Pete signing off. I'll talk to you guys later.